Blog Talk Radio.
I ain't apologizing for shit. I do what I want. And JoJo does too.
Love it in your eyes. When you said goodbye, you didn't even try. So this time I don't care. And honestly, I was just about to pick up the phone. And then I realized that I didn't do nothing wrong. You would even tell two lies to prove that you were right. Usually I couldn't take the blame, but not this time, not this time. What you want from me? I would say I'm sorry if I really missed it.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Mayday. It's Monday. It has definitely been a typical Monday for me. I don't know about y'all. I'll play some music while we wait on everybody to get here. If anybody's showing. Oh, wait, yes, we do. Hello, hello, hello.
Jade?
Hello?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I couldn't hear you at first. My phone was beeping.
That's weird.
Isn't that weird?
Why was your phone beeping?
No. When I called into the show, it went, like, beep. And then it, like, rang back. It, like, hung up on me. Then it rang back. And then it was you on the phone. I did that the other day to me, too. Yes, I don't know.
I don't know
if it's the number or what.
I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's technical issues.
What?
They may be doing technical issues because I know they're updating because they let me know on here that they're updating so
right.
That, like, when you get your stats, that way they're trying to make it where it's more accurate so you really know how many people can hear you.
Ah, okay. So
we've had like 78 total listens.
Nice.
But we're going to get straight into the music, the song that you gave me. That I want
everybody. There's so many different songs.
You know, this one's the Heavy by Linkin Park that you liked.
Oh, I love this song.
So we're going to do the Heavy.
Anybody has never heard this song, you guys got to listen to it.
I don't like my mind right now. Stacking up problems that are so unnecessary. Wish that I could slow things down. I want to let go, but there's comfort in the panic. And I drive myself crazy, thinking everything's about me. Yeah, I drive myself crazy, cause I can't escape the gravity. I'm holding on. Why is everything so heavy? Holding on. So much more than I can carry. I keep dragging around what's bringing me down. If I just let go, I'd be set free. Holding on. Why is everything so heavy? You say that I'm paranoid, but I'm pretty sure the world is out to get me. It's not like I made the choice to let my mind be so fucking messy. I know I'm not the center of the universe, but you keep spinning around me just the same. I know I'm not the center of the universe, but you keep spinning around me just the same.
The universe.
so heavy, holding on. So much more than I can carry. I keep dragging around.
And that was Heavy by Linkin Park. I hadn't heard it until now.
Very meaningful song.
Yeah, it really is. Very meaningful. So.
It means you gotta let things go instead of like really letting them consume you.
Keeping it bottled up. And just.
Nah, not good bottle things.
Not saying. Better just let it go. Let it all out. I'm guilty of that.
Sometimes it's easier said than done, though, you know?
I'm very guilty of that, though.
I am, too.
Like, I think I gotta be the tough girl all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. And I think there are a lot of people, everybody that's listening. It's not good for you. Trust me. Eventually, it's like a slow burning fuse on a stick of dynamite. And then it'll all blow up.
It will. Believe me, I know. It's a slow burning
fuse.
So
do I.
So I know we both do.
But we're going to change the mood a little bit. We're going to play this song that I found called Attention Whore. And
sorry. This is dedicated to all you women who like attention.
So here we go.
And guys, too.
Yeah. So look at me, talk about me, think of me, do you like what you see? Hey everyone, I know you love me, and even if you hate me, you talk about me. Hey everybody, I'm Resco.
Yeah,
I think I love myself. Ew, how ugly. Is that what you wear tonight? Oh, much better. Now I can let you by my side. Oh, walking through the city, everyone is watching.
Wow.
What a great feeling.
Totally.
Oh, I hear they talk about me. They are so jealous. I know they like what they see.
Yeah.
I'm a little attention whore, and I'm so proud of it. I'm a little attention whore, and I know you love it. So look at me, talk about me, think of me, do you like what you see? So look at me, talk about me, think of me, do you like what you see? Wow, I fixed my hair. It looks so fabulous. Oh, she tried it too, but it's not your skill. Oh, dressing in light blue is what I love. So I take my shirt on and yeah, I walk through the club. Everybody's watching.
Oh,
what a great feeling. They are so jealous. I know they like what they see. They do. They do, they do. I'm a little attention whore, and I'm so proud of it. I'm a little attention whore, and I know you love it. So look at me, talk about me, think of me, do you like what you see? So look at me, talk about me, think of me, do you like what you see? So look at me, talk about me, think of me, do you like what you see? Oh, wait, where's my camera? I need your pictures for MySpace. Hello, I look so hot today. That sucks. My MySpace sent me to comment the picture. Whatever. I hope at least people in the city will see me today. Everyone should see me today. Everyone. Oh my god. Yeah. Watch me. Watch me. Look at me. Look at me. Yeah. I'm a little 10'4" and I'm so proud of it. I'm a little 10'4" and I know you love it. So look at me, talk about me, think of me, do you like what you see? So look at me, talk about me, think of me, do you like what you see? I'm a little 10'4" and I'm so proud of it. I'm a little 10'4" and I know you love it, that's right. Oh, man, I think I'm such a fucking attention whore. So, talk about me and watch my videos. Bye, bitches.
Okay, that was attention whore. That was funny.
I love it. It's my new theme song.
I knew you would.
I need all the attention. Me, 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 me.
Me too. Me too.
Yes. Pay attention to us. Nope.
Actually,
don't pay attention to anybody else. Just us.
What?
Listen.
Wait. I don't need all the attention. Never mind. Wrong.
Well, I do. I'm sorry.
Well, it's okay.
What?
It's okay.
I need
you can
it.
Have it. You can have it all. I don't want.
Nah,
you can
I
have
just
it.
A, what?
But I don't want all the attention. You can have it.
I don't. I think other people need it worse than me, guys and girls.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So true. Okay, what was I doing?
Oh, making the attention whore cult. So you can have the candy cult, and we can have the attention whore cult. I'll be queen of it.
No, because you can't put attention whores with other attention whores. It just doesn't work. It would be.
Yeah.
Like,
well. I don't think I would fit in very good because I'm not really an attention whore.
I don't think you would either. Plus, I think it would kind of be like a attention war. I don't know. Just my opinion.
True. So, some people like to air like their business and want all the attention themselves, and some people are like their privacy.
Exactly. Some people are just like, okay. I don't even want to get into this. This is not your business. It's mine. Mine.
But some people want to tell everybody, even if they stub their toe. I stubbed my toe. Ow, it's bleeding. Help me. What?
Well, what about the people that want to go to the bathroom and they've got to tell you that they just took a shit? What the hell? Something
yeah,
I don't need
disgusting.
To know.
Disgusting. It's gross.
It is.
Well, everybody knows that application out there called face crack. That's what my friends call it. You know, some people like put every little detail what they're doing. I'm going to ring the doorbell. I'm going to eat a chip. I'm like, what? Do
yeah,
I really care?
You know what I call it?
What?
Drama book.
Drama book. It is drama book. If you use it right,
so,
it can be very, very, it's good, like, I don't know. Like, my family, they have
be
a private group,
you,
you know.
The right way.
Yeah,
knowledge
I have it, my
power,
family has a private
it just
group.
It depends on how you use it.
Well,
it does
yeah.
depend upon how you use it.
Very true. But that's even in real life, you know, the special things.
Mm-hmm. So... since we're doing the whole I'm going to eat chip, how about I'm going to eat some.
What? I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I'm going to eat some white Reese's mini cups.
I haven't found them yet. When I go shopping on Wednesday, unless I go tomorrow, I'll look. Luke. Brooke is having us one of her shows on Wednesday. Where?
Cool. I'm going to play some Mariah Carey.
Oh my goodness. My friend Jen that I grew up with, I gotta tell you this, we were like best friends at age 2. And she always wanted to be Mariah Carey. She was a very good singer, but just never got anywhere. She fell in love at a young age, stupidly. Hopefully she's not listening. I don't think she is.
Alright, let's play this. We all do stupid things from time to time.
I do stupid things every single day.
Don't forget about it. Don't, baby, don't, baby, don't let it go. No, baby, no, baby, don't get it now. Don't, baby, don't let it go.
Yeah, I know what this is.
Just let it die with no goodbyes. Details don't matter, we both pay the price. Tears in my eyes, you know sometimes it be like that, baby.
It was funny. You got to look it up later. We laughed and laughed and laughed.
I'm the kind of person that likes staying in the background, not the center of attention.
You know, I try not to be the center of attention, but I don't know what happened.
What?
I said I try not to be the center of attention, but somehow it happened. Oh. I don't really want
it. I think it happened.
It happened.
Oh, my God. Frosty is being... I told him to... Oh, my God. Is it an airhead? Frosty's being an airhead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
what else is new? Frosty always is.
Andrew.
Yeah, Andrew.
What?
That wasn't
hey,
very
I call
nice.
Him an airhead.
Look what he wrote, Jade.
Mm-hmm.
He laughed. He knows he was being an airhead.
Quite a few people.
There are more people that are airheads, you know, like Panda. Panda's an airhead, but he lives in a tree.
This white chocolate is good.
What?
This white, these white
oh my god, that's
that
a scary picture.
Really
what, white chocolate? I still haven't found me at one of these days. I'll go look.
My white chocolate Reese's.
I love white chocolate. I haven't been able to find the only white chocolate Reese's I found are the eggs at Easter, which I haven't gotten yet. Oh my god, I got a. Can I make a plug? I need to make a plug, Jade. Okay. All right. There's this place in Philadelphia I grew up with, right? It's called Liro's. They've had chocolate since like 1930. But now they only do mail order, so it's Liro's.com. The best chocolate covered pretzels, the best Easter eggs. They make these big Easter eggs that you cut, buttercream, coconut. Best in the world, Liro's.com. Please go to it. Best candy ever.
Ooh.
Made in Philly. I had
might
to make that plug.
It out,
it's so
I
good.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I order once a year from Godiva.
I get Godiva for like
chocolate.
Nothing. My cousin works for Campbell Soup, and you know they own Godiva. She goes to the gift shop and gets it for like those huge boxes for $5.
Oh, I don't like you.
What?
Kidding.
Christy
Ann, like
if you're listening. No, she's not listening.
I am in love with Godiva chocolate. And have you ever heard of Godiva chocolate liqueur?
Yes, I actually got one for Christmas. My mom bought me one.
So good. Better than sex. So much better than sex.
I can't believe you said that, Jane.
Less stress too. If you drink it and go to sleep, you're good. But it's so sweet. That's what I love about it.
It is. I got like a small bottle of it for Christmas.
You're going to drink a lot of it though because it's so sweet it'll make you sick.
I know. It's very sweet, but it's very good. I had to plug Liro's because Liro's is awesome. Oh, by the way, St. Patty's Day is coming up, so get your Irish potatoes. If nobody heard of Irish potatoes, you like coconut, you'll love them.
I hate coconut. And Andrew was saying something,
like
you cut him off.
Oh, well. Big deal. No, I'm just kidding. Andrew, go ahead. He knows I'm kidding.
I said, did y'all see what the storm chasers did for Bill Paxton?
Oh.
GPS tag for all the storms spelled out his initials on the U.S. weather satellite.
Nice.
Oh, that was sweet.
That's very sweet.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Your song, Peaches, that you wanted. Shannon.
You don't understand. Peaches is the best fruit. You can make peach cobbler. You can make peach jam. You can make peach everything. Peach. Peach iced tea is actually my favorite.
I make homemade peach chewy candy. The kids love that.
Oh, really?
Because they think they're getting something. They think they're getting something that's really bad for them.
Oh, my sister. My sister got home safely.
That's good. I'm glad she got home safe. Your mom too?
Yes, they just got to my mom's house. My sister lives about an hour away from my mom, so she'll probably stay there overnight.
Okay. All right, here we go with the peaches song.
Peaches! Everybody's gonna have peaches. Peach cobbler. Peach iced tea.
Mm-hmm. peaches. I'm moving to the country. I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country. I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country. I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Peaches come from a can. They were put there by a man in a factory downtown. And if I had my little way, I'd eat peaches every day. Sun soaking bulges in the shade. I'm moving to the country. I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country. I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. I took a little nap with a little salt trip, squished a rotten peach in my fist, and dreamed about you, a woman. I poked my finger down inside, make a little room for an ant to hide. Nature's candy in my hand, or can, or pie.
Maybe it's my headset intercepting.
I think everything's fine. I didn't hear anything. Did you, Andrew?
Mm-mm. Now I want a peach.
I told you. I want peach like iced tea. Okay, no, nothing strange. We're okay.
What did it sound like, Jay?
No, I mean, in my headset, though, it sounded like something was choking. It was really weird.
No, we're not choking. We're good.
And that's why I was like, what the heck? I mean, that wouldn't have freaked you out a little bit? Like, okay.
We didn't hear it. It would have freaked you. Yeah, but we didn't hear it, did we, Andrew?
If
it was me, it would have freaked me out.
Yeah, I was like, oh.
We were just sitting here chilling to the song, me and Andrew.
Yep. Yeah.
It's okay, Jake. We're here. Do you want a straitjacket?
No.
Why? We'll get you a pretty purple one.
No.
Why?
Because I don't need a hugging jacket.
Okay, fine. Fine. Do you want a Jolly Rancher?
Some days we all need one.
That's true.
I still have a back.
We could take a family vacation to the mental hospital, Jade. You know? We could order the family suite.
Family suite?
But,
who all's going?
Me and you and Andrew. Jen. Your mommy, Jen. You don't want her to go?
No, she can go.
Lonnie?
No. I really would need a vacation.
But from Cootie?
But still. No, I don't want to take
a vacation from a vacation on
today. I would need a vacation from Cootie. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, so I'm going to play this next song. It's by JoJo. And I go, most of you
no music
like
allowed.
Huh?
What?
Say what?
Say what? I'm confusing you on purpose. I said no music.
Oh.
I'm kidding. I love the music.
Oh. Okay. Well, this is what I was going to say. If you don't like JoJo, you'll get over it. That's just my attitude tonight for people.
I like all music,
okay.
Jade. The only song I don't like is Frank Sinatra. No, I'm just kidding.
I know. Here we go.
Voice start tonight.
I'm trying not to pretend it won't happen again and again like that. I never thought it would end, cause you got up in my head, in my head like that.
Disaster, everybody. We're just playing some songs with a little bit of meaning tonight. Where'd everybody go?
I'm right here.
Hello?
I was having difficulty with my phone.
Ah,
I'm right here.
Where's Shannon?
I don't know.
Where's Shannon?
I had it on mute. Sorry. I had it on mute.
Oh, okay. It happens.
I put it on mute so people couldn't hear me, like, when laughing and stuff at the song or singing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, you know. Oh, can I tell you guys something really weird? You know, last night was Oscar night, right? They announced the winner was La La Land. Did you guys hear that? But the real winner was Moonlight. Mm-hmm. This never happened ever when they announced the wrong movie that won for Best Picture. I can tell you that all those, like, things that they lock in the little safe isn't true.
Yep.
Oh.
My favorite part of it last night was...
I didn't want
to.
Michael J. Fox.
Tell
me your favorite
Seth
part.
Rogen.
Who?
Michael J. Fox and Seth Rogen came out in a DeLorean onto the stage.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's cool.
I've given up watching them.
I caught it only because of that one part. I didn't catch it. I actually watched the video on it.
Well, I will tell you something very exciting, Jade. The Voice started tonight, and I didn't know. And I'm so excited because my DVR actually tapes it. I think Adam Levine is the hottest guy around, so I cannot wait to watch it. You don't understand. I love The Voice. I love it.
I used to watch that in American Idol and all this other
American
stuff.
American Idol's been on anymore, but yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I said used to. I stand to it. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, I can't really sit through a lot either. DVR is a godsend. I'm telling everybody, DVR is so worth the money. It's like $7 extra, and it's worth it.
Yeah.
I have so much on DVR.
Yeah, mine's like $5.
I don't know. Mine's $5, $7, whatever. But the thing I like about my DVR is I just set it up once, and then, like, I set this voice up, like, 2 years ago. And it just, when the new season comes, it automatically tapes it.
Oh, did y'all hear about the American Idol?
I
got
to tell you something really weird a little bit later, Jade. I forgot to tell you. This is really strange. But I'll tell you later, Jade. I can't tell you on the air. All
right. Okay. So,
So, Jade, do you think Animal Beat is hot?
Do what?
I want to know your opinion.
On what?
Is Adam Levine hot in your eyes?
I think you and I have different tastes than men. So.
But Adam Levine is a god! What?
Well, I mean, that's your opinion, sweet pea. I just, no man.
Yeah, well,
god,
what's
okay?
your opinion? Who do you like, Urkel?
Yeah, Urkel's sexy. Mm-hmm.
but Andrew, you know who you liked? Myrtle Urkel. Remember that when she used to dress up as Myrtle?
Mm-hmm.
You guys know what I'm talking about?
Now I will admit, when he would go on there as Jaleel, as himself,
he was sharp, wasn't
he?
Yeah,
he wasn't too bad looking.
But Myrtle Urkel was his favorite.
Yeah, well, Myrtle was annoying as hell to me, and I hated every episode.
Yeah, I did that.
Because I guess it reminded me of me. I'm a total nerd, so I grew up.
But since what celebrity you think is hot, Jade? I'm just curious.
Vin Diesel. Very hot.
Yeah, I could see that.
Or, Blake Shelton. His eyes are just...
Yeah, Blake Shelton does have beautiful eyes, I have to admit it. I love eyes. That's, like, a big thing for me.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, eyes are supposed to be the window to the soul, right? So
exactly.
Some really pretty windows. That's all I
gotta
say.
I'm attracted first to people.
Mm-hmm. Well,
oh, that's
a lot of
people say about me is my eyes, you know?
You can tell different things about people when you look into their eyes. I mean,
exactly. I get compliments in my eyes all the time.
They say the eyes are the ones that's the soul.
That's what we just said, if you were paying attention.
Well, I
don't know. You know,
I pay attention.
You can look at somebody, and their lips can be moving, and you can tell by the look in their eyes whether they're bullshit or not. I mean, seriously. That's why
true.
I like that. Most of the time, you can tell.
I agree there.
And I think that people, they talk about how we talk and, you know, how we act and everything. But the thing is, the one thing that we can't consciously lie with is our eyes. It's not a thing, you know what I mean?
Right, right. Well, everybody's eyes is differently. You could tell, like, some people prefer blue eyes, some people prefer brown, green, you know. Some people want to change their eyes with color contacts.
I usually
attract to a person first, you know, besides personality.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, right now, my eyes are not that green. They're gray, blue, and green.
Mine are bright blue.
They kind of look like gray baby blue. Kind of weird.
Mine are like hazel.
Well, everybody's hoping the baby keeps my eyes because they all like it.
Yeah, I mean, like I've told you before, my dad has these crystal blue,
yes,
sky blue eyes. And I always wanted that when I was little.
What's this place?
I never wanted my green eyes. And nobody in my family had those green eyes. So I thought it was kind of weird. And,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. But now that I'm older, my eyes, they change. They're not sky blue. I mean, they can be. They can get there. You've seen some of my pictures. Really weird. But I'm good with what I've got. You know, my eyes are unique. They're not dark green, which most green eyes are dark green. So, somebody sneeze.
No, not me.
Huh?
Did you sneeze, Andrew?
No, I popped my shoulder.
Oh, God, are you all right?
Mm.
That pretty hurt.
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. All I know is I'm awake now. I wasn't before.
Ow. Oh, my God. Right, I got
to
I have to eat this.
What are you eating? What do you have to eat?
No. You know how I'm from Philadelphia. Go Philly. One of these places, I got, like, somebody sent me the best sandwiches to eat in Philadelphia. And this one is called a meatloaf sandwich, but it's at the Royal Tavern in Philadelphia. But listen what's in this. You were never going to believe it. It's got meatloaf, bacon, crispy mushrooms, fried egg, cheddar, tomato, and glaze on white bread. I need that. I need it.
Okay, I would say
I'm going to the Royal Tavern when I go home. What?
I don't like fried eggs. So
I love egg on top of my sandwich.
Mm-hmm. I like eggs on sandwiches. I just don't like them fried. Oh.
Well, you can actually, you like them like, what, over easy? I love an egg on top of my burger.
I like scrambled eggs. All the time. Scrambled eggs.
I like scrambled eggs with cheese, but I'm big on like an egg on my sandwiches and like my burger and stuff.
Well, I learned how to compress the eggs into after I scramble them where they'll actually stay on a sandwich. So.
Oh, I can take my. And you know what else you can get at the Royal Tavern? My brother-in-law is a vegetarian. You can get there's an also pretty wicked sloppy joe for non-meat eaters.
Hmm.
One other thing I gotta
you know,
like to tell. I've been here. Jake's Sandwich Board. They have this thing called the 50-50 sandwich. It's got half pork, half smoky grilled bacon with house sriracha spread. I don't like sriracha, so I get without. And sharp provolone. And then a fun fact, I've been here on Mondays. You can make your own pork sandwiches for $5. They actually bring it out, and you can make it yourself.
That's pretty cool.
Any of you guys have never been to Philadelphia, it's a city you should definitely visit. Along, if you never, anybody's ever been to Charlotte, definitely visit that too.
And Asheville's a good place too. Asheville, North Carolina. We have all kinds of neat
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, they have a very good food there.
So here there's a place called the Ice Bar, but they serve food.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is you can actually, it's Japanese-style cuisine, and they fix
mm-hmm.
your food right in front of you. They do all these
mm-hmm.
stunts.
Oh, it's kind of like Japanese
neat.
Steakhouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's kind of like a Japanese steakhouse because we go to one around here.
Yeah,
I can't remember the name of it.
There's a bar in there too, and they have dancing and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that. And it's not just steak, but there's other things as well. But they fix your
oh,
food
yeah.
and in front of you. And it's like a long wraparound table that wraps around the cooks.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two
mm-hmm.
cooks in the middle.
Yep.
And everybody sits. You know, together. And it's pretty neat, though, because, I mean, some of the tricks that they do, it's just
pretty interesting,
awesome.
I think. We
it's
have
well
one here,
worth.
And I cannot remember the name of it.
It's well worth, you know, going in there and getting a meal, because you get a show, too.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Exactly. It's kind of like, I don't know, since you're from this area, I'm sure you've been to Myrtle Beach, you've ever been to, oh, frick, what's a mm-hmm. dinner show? What, the Knights? I can't. Medieval Times.
Yeah, Medieval Times. I've done that.
Yes, that's an interesting show. So if you got to eat, my mother didn't like it because you had to eat everything with your hands. So next she went twice. The next time she went, she put like plastic knives and forks in her purse.
Mhm.
Because you know how you get to eat everything with your hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same thing when
it
was Dolly Parton. What?
The Ice Bar is well worth the trip. The Ice Bar is well
bar,
worth the trip
at?
If you don't. That's here in Asheville. That's what I was talking about. That Japanese style steakhouse thing called the Ice Bar.
Oh, okay. Ice Bar. I forget what ours is called. It's called. It begins with a K, but I can't. Kabuto's. Kabuto's. It's very good.
But anyway, they have.
I thought you were talking about the Ice Bar in Vegas that I have to go to.
Mm-mm.
The Ice Bar in Vegas, everything's made out of ice.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to wear
this
your coats and mittens to go in there.
Yeah, this place they have dancing, and they've got the bar, and then they've got the food. So there's a little bit of something for everybody. If you don't particularly want to watch them prepare food for you or whatever.
Yeah, so it's got stuff for every single person.
So
but like the ice bar in Vegas that I need to go to real quick, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's made of ice. You have to wear your coat and mittens just to go in there because you'll freeze.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
But I have to go there. Eventually, I will.
Okay. So here we're playing some music.
That song?
I'm playing Smooth by Santana.
Man, it's a hot one. Life's just an inch. about it.
You're awake, Andrew.
Yeah. For the most part.
Yeah.
I make sure in case I do fall asleep, I have my phone on mute.
So, since spring is in the air, I went and got some more makeup today. I had to go get more red lipstick. I love red lipstick. I don't know why. Just one of my favorites. So. But I got a different kind of red than what I usually get. I didn't get the darker one this time. So. We shall see. Uh-oh, any drops? I'm just going to go ahead and play another song. Andrew, you want to mute your phone? That'd be cool. I'm going to play Think of You by Sin City Cowboys. I got the song earlier today.
Long ago, I thought I needed you to make it through the day. I even had to give up everything just to make you stay. And you became a part of me. You took my hand and set me free. Then you turned around and changed all.
Not a single day goes by without sitting and wonder why. I
All right, that was I Think of You by Sin City Cowboys. And welcome back.
I hung up by accident.
It's okay. I think Andrew.
Did you realize that? What?
Yeah.
I hung up.
Andrew fell asleep on us.
Oh, Andrew. Wait a minute. Andrew fell asleep and I hung up? There's Andrew.
Oh.
I no, I hung up by accident. I don't know if you realized that I wasn't on hold.
I realized that.
But I did call back.
Well, I'm glad you called back. Very glad you called back.
Topic now. Andrew, slip on. Andrew, are you tired?
Yep.
Aww.
Well, go to bed.
You can go to bed. Me and Jay can handle it.
Yeah, go to bed.
Unless I hang up on her again.
That was cool.
I'm trying to put my blanket in my dryer. See, I like hot blankets.
Right. Y'all have a
so
good night.
So what about with this weather?
What's
oh,
up,
I
what
hate weather?
Weather? One day it's 70, next day it's like 40, then 70, 40, 70, 40.
Yep, that's why I stay sick.
Tomorrow's supposed to be 70-something.
Mm-hmm. We're 55 here today.
Yeah, well, when I came up, my phone, it's going to be like 10 degrees or 15 degrees higher on tomorrow than it was today. Something like that.
All right, good night, Andrew.
Night,
hey, James! Jay, sing him a lullaby song. I'm just kidding.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
No. No lullaby.
Andrew, just take a panda. Panda will sing you a lullaby song.
No, thank you. That'd give me nightmares.
I don't think he's listening. He listened one night and just couldn't take it anymore. That's what he told me. So. Good night, Andrew.
Good night.
He doesn't have the patience. I think that's it, Jade. I think he doesn't like you because he can't call in.
Well, that sucks.
Good night, Andrew, again.
Oh. Good night.
Did Andrew leave yet?
Not yet, we're here.
No, not yet.
Okay. I always wanted to go to New Mexico. Do you know that? I don't know. I actually, yes, I want to travel around the world, too. But I also want to travel locally to places I've never seen.
Yeah, I've been a little bit of everywhere in the United States.
I have not. I've stayed on the East Coast, basically.
There's no place like home. No place like Carolina to me.
Well, I can't say that to me.
Yeah.
I'm a transplant in Carolina, so. Go ahead,
I love Texas. I love Texas. I don't know. I've got a lot more here in Carolina, you know?
Yeah, and it's complete opposite to me. I was born and raised in Philadelphia and moved down here for a stupid reason, which we're not going to get into. But that will always be my home, you know? My family's there. It's where I grew up. It's where I had the best times of my life. So that's my home. I will always be a Philly girl. No matter where I decide to live, if I decide to move back home or not, you know? I will always consider that my home.
We have 25 minutes left.
All right, bye. I'm not hanging up.
I'm going to play this Nick Lachey song.
Nick Lachey. I haven't heard him in a while.
I know. Here we go.
Watch my life pass me by in the rearview mirror. Pictures frozen in time are becoming clearer. I don't want to waste another day stuck in the shadow of my mistakes.
And what's up, bro?
I'm hunting rabbits.
Hunting rabbits?
You know that.
Okay.
I'm hunting rabbits, Jade. You know what I'm really doing, though? What?
What's up?
I'm hiding from stupid people. I know too many. That's a little impossible, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think stupid people like. I think I'm a magnet for them. And what's up, Frosty?
You know, I was getting to wonder that about. You know.
Wonder what if you're a magnet for stupid people?
Not stupid people. But
you're not stupid. You're intelligent.
Yeah, I know.
Some people are very intelligent, but they act stupid. You know. But what's up, Frosty? You in your igloo? I just wanted to know if Frosty was in his igloo.
I just got a message from Cooper. He's going to listen now. So.
Yeah, when there's 10 minutes left.
20 minutes left, but yeah.
He's probably busy.
Mister,
hi,
I'll
Coop.
Listen to your show.
What?
Mister, I'll listen to your. Mister, I'll listen
I
to
can barely
show
hear you. Like,
I'm
around. What, JD?
I said, Mister, I'll listen to your show, and if you need me, I'll call in.
And and 10 minutes before 20 minutes. And so, you know, he's probably busy.
Yeah, well, okay.
People get busy. People get busy.
I know.
I was busy. I showed up late for a couple of shows this week.
Yeah, but not that late, usually.
Well, the one time I fell asleep, the other time I was with Kennedy. And let's see.
Hey, that's okay.
I want to say something. Shout out, Frosty. Frosty, is your igloo warm tonight? Because it's cold here. Everybody
it's
should
not
stay
cold
warm.
Here.
I'm not that far from you. I'm cold. But I'm on the blood thinner too, so that happens. Are you on a blood thinner? It makes you cold.
No, I'm not on blood thinner. So it's really weird. My house is like set at 70 degrees, right?
Mm-hmm.
But my thermostat says it's 72 degrees inside my house. So it's warm out. Well, not warm, warm outside. Decent outside.
Kakao just went off. I don't know if it was. It was up Frosty. He said something on Kakao. I don't know what he said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because
when
my
cat goes
house.
Off, it sounds like a burp or some sound.
He said it's not bad inside
his
house.
Did
he doesn't know outside, though.
Yeah, he said, it's not bad in my house outside. I don't know, though. Does he work tonight? Do you work tonight, there, Frosty?
And it's 52 degrees here outside.
That's still cold to me.
Here. I mean, it's chilly, but it's not cold.
That's true.
Know.
It's not like 10 degrees, so.
And it's not like it's 30. I can deal with
52. I want to go camping. I haven't been camping in a long time.
You
know how much fun camp? There's this place right down the road from me, McDowell. I don't know if you've ever heard of McDowell Nature Preserve. What?
Hold on. It's your Friday. But you promised the next time you didn't work, you would call in. I'm mad at you.
Wait a minute. He doesn't work tonight?
Nope.
Frosty, you were supposed to call in, you dork. There you go.
I'm
good?
So mad.
I'm Frosty. She is.
I'm disappointed. Born shame. Nah, it's all good. It's all good.
Yes, my Friday. Does it mean he's off? I said, does he work? No, today. Today, what? What? Today's why Friday, meaning I do that work. What? I don't know what he meant.
Frosty,
you work tonight or not? Or are you off tomorrow? We don't understand. I don't understand what he means to you.
And, Cooper's listening. What's up, Cooper? Finally listening. Sorry. I had a moment.
All right, I need to just Frosty, answer that question because I'm totally confused by what you work. Now, are you working today and your Friday means you're off tomorrow or what? That's what I'm confused about. Okay, he works tonight, but off tomorrow, Jade. Is he off on, you don't have a show tomorrow. Is he off on Wednesday?
I don't know.
Are you off on Wednesday too,
song.
Frosty? This is weird. I'm talking through an app to him.
Okay, I'm going to play another song, Maroon 5, Sugar. Yeah, here we go.
I love Maroon 5. Adam Levine is a god.
December 6, 2014. We're going to drive across LA and hit every wedding we possibly can. It's going to be awesome. And we're late. What's the joy for you, Mr. Madden?
Woo-hoo! Let's do it!
I'm hurting, baby. I'm broken down.
velvet. I want that sugar sweet. Don't let nobody touch it unless that somebody's me. I gotta be a man. There ain't no other way. Cause girl, you're hot on the left. Southern California day.
Something?
I can't explain it. Yeah, you are, but I can't.
Why are
explain
you
that
telling
right
me? Hmm?
I'll tell you later.
I'm hanging up. Goodbye.
No.
Just kidding.
I can't tell you right now.
What?
It's personal stuff. You know how we don't do the whole personal thing on here?
Jade, I don't want to know now. I was just giving you a hard time. You know that. Hmm?
Sorry. I'm stressing
what
tonight for some odd reason. Tonight
what
I am stressing for some odd reason.
Why are you stressing?
Know.
You need a dum-dum. Cream soda is the best
people
kind of dum-dum. What?
I am worried about
people.
Worried
about people? You're worried about people that are being quiet? Is that what you said?
I'm worried about people because they're being a butthead.
Oh, butthead. It's hard to hear you. Quiet, I thought you said. There's some delays I've noticed, like, you know, on this. But you said they're doing some updates.
It
happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, JJJ, you need a dum-dum. That's what you need.
No, I need to go to my punching bag and just keep punching it.
You need a dum-dum. Cream soda is the best flavor of dum-dums, okay, everyone, in my opinion. The popcorn flavor is not good. What? The cream soda dum-dums?
I hate cream soda.
Have you ever had a dum-dum?
Yeah, I have had a dum-dum.
What's your favorite flavor of dum-dum?
I don't have a favorite flavor. I don't really like them.
I do like dum-dums at times because, you know, basically what, like, lollipops, like dum-dums, it's like when you're around somebody really stupid, you can put it in your mouth so you don't say anything dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with gum. When I want to, like, say something to somebody that I'm, like, right in front of, I stick gum or a lollipop in my mouth, and I know I won't do it. It works.
I like lollipops.
What?
Like
lollipops are good.
No,
the green apple is really good. Green apple is good. I don't like grape. Yeah, I don't like Tootsie Roll Pops. I'm not a Tootsie
like
Roll fan.
Apple. I don't like grape either.
And, I don't like grape.
Cooper,
I like green apple.
You already know.
I cannot hear. Jade, you sound like you're two-toned.
I don't know. Sorry.
There's technical difficulties going on. The only thing we could hear is Cooper as far as your message, and you went, blah, blah, blah.
Well, I guess it wasn't meant to be heard then. I don't know.
Cooper, as far as your message, you're a butthead. I'm just, that's coming from myself. You need a dum-dum,
yeah,
Cooper. Don't. Get. I think you need the cotton candy flavor dum-dum, Cooper.
Oh.
Well, I'm trying to remember. I haven't had a dum-dum in so long. can I read what Frosty wrote?
Yeah.
Jason. Frosty deals with dum-dums all day.
So do I. The biggest one is myself.
Yes, okay. I wonder why they named dum-dums dum-dums, because there really are dum-dums out there. So they name like a lollipop after dum-dums. I've never figured that one.
I'm the biggest dum-dum of all. Deal with myself
you
all
day. You are not a dum-dum. Stop it. Frosty, tell us you're not a dum-dum. I'm the biggest
right
dum-dum of all. What?
No, you're not a dum-dum.
You want to kill people?
No. No, I don't want to kill people.
Jen told me that best friends, if you kill somebody, we'll just say, let's go hide the body. So, Jen will help you hide the body.
And Cooper, hold on. Cooper, I do not have to hush. You going to come over here and make me?
Jen, you're fighting with the phone. You're fighting with the phone, Jade. I'm going to get the straitjacket. You need one now. Cooper, you better hush right now. I'm going to come beat you. I swear to God, I'm going to take a bag of dum-dums and beat you with the whole bag. The big bag, the 500 count. That would hurt, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Oh my God. Anyways, I need to find another song.
Yeah, 'cause you need a straitjacket. Frosty, she needs a straitjacket. Do you have any available?
Cooper said that he's so scared, he's shaking. Ooh.
I'm getting a big bag of dum dum. I'm going to friggin' Sam's Club tomorrow.
People just have no idea.
I can hit them with some baby bottle pops. Those things are heavy.
Oh my god. Wow.
Or a mop. I was at Walmart the other day. I picked up this mop, and it was that I was going to get for Kira. It was so damn heavy. I was like, nope, put nothing down. Mops aren't supposed to be that heavy. Jade. I think it's song time.
Yeah. I think it is, too.
And I think you're going to kill somebody.
Yeah, right now, I think I am.
I hope I have the down line.
Y'all,
so she is right now. I'm going to cold call the people in the white coats to go get her.